For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. A new professional lacrosse league is heading to Albany this weekend, and it will be a homecoming of sorts for a number of former University at Albany players.
Goal line extended to Connor Fields. Fields off a pick, slides through, gets top side. He scores with the left hand, Reardon is saved.
Connor Fields and Blaze Reardon are two of eight UAlbany men's lacrosse alumni coming back to KC Stadium. This time, they'll be donning the jerseys of the Premier Lacrosse League instead of the purple and gold of the Great Danes.
Obviously, we'd love to see a highlight reel stuff from Miles or from Connor or, Kyle McClancy, anybody, Troy Ray, Blaze, have a great day. Brett Queener maybe hopefully gets in the goal, runs out of the goal, maybe gets an assist or something. So it'll be a lot of fun. Obviously, we want the Albany guys to do really well, and they have been. They've been a really good kind of bright spot for the league.
Coach Scott Marr has led UAlbany's men's lacrosse program since 2000. Marr says when he arrived in New York's Capital Region, there were only about a dozen high school lacrosse teams, but the sport has grown since, and that rise in popularity is why the PLL is stopping by. And UAlbany's 10 NCAA tournaments, including one Final Four, haven't hurt either.
They basically picked the cities that they wanted to go to, judged on fan base, and our fan base has been unbelievable here. It's grown each year since I've been here. And for us to be in the top five in NCAA Division I, lacrosse the last two or three years, that's what drove the PLL to come here. But it just shows, again, the growth that we've had in the Capital Region. Now I think we're into like 30, 35 or so different high schools playing the game. Almost every team has a club or a youth program. So it's just amazing to see the level that lacrosse has reached in the area.
Looking at the demographic data, the history of Albany, and then Albany as a city, that needed to be a place where we wanted to invest.
Mike Rabel is the CEO and co-founder of the Premier Lacrosse League.
Right out the gate, as we were identifying large cities and other cities, Albany was the top of our list. And we worked pretty hard to make sure we could find a weekend that would fit with University of Albany. And then also we have, University of Albany, led by Scott Marr, has had a lot of success recently, and has even built a larger profile for the sport in Albany that had previously existed. And then we have a lot of Albany players, specifically on Team Chaos, right, led by Connor Fields. There's a lot of players in our league who played at University of Albany that, will be coming back to Albany to play, and that had never existed before.
Miles Thompson, Blaze Reardon, Kyle McClancy, Troy Ray, and Joe Reseteris join Fields, who is in a three-way tie for the league's top goal scorer, on Team Chaos, which tops the standings at 7-2. Brett Queener and Ty Thompson play for Chrome. Fields, Miles Thompson, and Reardon are league all-stars.
They're so excited to come back. The pride that those guys take and that we all take in the university and the experiences that they've had here, at Albany, playing lacrosse here, going to school here. They're super excited. They were pumped to really to hear that the PLL was coming to Albany. So I've had a chance to chat with them throughout the season, just touch base with them all.
This is the first year of the 6-team Premier Lacrosse League. It operates on a tour-based schedule, as the teams are not affiliated with any city, but rather travel from place to place, such as Denver, Boston, and New York City, for weekend games.
So what we wanted to do was create a better environment for professional lacrosse players. They had been playing in another league for 19 years that wasn't servicing them. Wages were flat. The fan experience and player experience was below an acceptable level. And then sort of the growth had flatlined and even declined.
Major League Lacrosse was founded in 2001, while the National Lacrosse League, which is played indoors, launched in the late 1980s. In its first year, the PLL landed a deal with NBC to broadcast some games, bringing lacrosse to a bigger audience.
NBC has a deep history of identifying sports and rabid fan bases that don't have the distribution and exposure to take them to the next level. They did it with Premier League. They've done it with NASCAR. They helped reinvigorate the NHL. And so what they're very opportunistic and almost view properties as investors, because they are investors, and they look to make a return like any broadcast network. And so they saw the growth of the sport And then they also saw the opportunity ahead and sort of the innovation we wanted to bring to the broadcast. We bring a ton of innovation, and they wanted to be part of that, right? And you, as a media company, you have to continue to reinvent yourself year over year. And we talked about in our pitch to all the networks, digital and linear, all the innovation we wanted to bring is, you know, under the helmet interviewing in the game, speeding up the game, sideline interviewing when a player comes off the field.
Marr says he's looking forward to the competition on August 24th and 25th at Casey Stadium.
They're professional athletes. These guys are training. They work out every day. You know, it's not quite to the level of a football or basketball yet where they're around each other every day, but they certainly train to that level. So to see these guys come out and see the size of some of them, you know, people will be amazed at just how athletic these guys are.
After the Albany stop, the PLL's first ever playoff round starts in Columbus, Ohio on September 6th. Rabel is looking forward to the postseason and beyond.
There'll be a lot more news in the off season about some other major shifts we're going to be making. And one of the things that we think about for season two is, you know, what is the receptivity in these markets, right? If we go to Albany and the fans are incredibly passionate and cheering and show up, there's a very high likelihood that we'll go back to Albany, right? But there's also a lot of markets we weren't able to get to because we weren't able to find the right venue or space wasn't open. And so, you know, we expect to make a push into, you know, markets like the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Portland, places like that, where we haven't been able to go to.
Reporting from Albany for WAMC, I'm Jim Lavoulis.